let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Lightning Brain series by noted author Cliff Retza is a thrilling, addictive, and action-packed read. A mix of political intrigue, espionage, and a hint of sci-fi, thanks to genetic engineering. Throw in Middle Eastern terrorism, the techno plague, and you've got a riveting, critically acclaimed series. Cliff is back with us on the program, and he considers himself a simple scholar, having parlayed 4 degrees, math, physics, business, and computer science, into a business career, spanning numerous jobs, companies, and industries. He grew up in Chicago, graduating from top Illinois universities before launching his business career. He returned to Chicago to combine teaching with his business consulting career and adds novels to his portfolio of writing accomplishments. Cliff Retza, author of the Lightning Brain series, is our guest back with us on This Week in America. Cliff, a pleasure to have you back on the program. Been looking forward to this. Thank you for joining us once again.
Well, thank you very much for interviewing me. It's a pleasure, and I appreciate Page-Turner Media and Press for arranging this. So thank you.
It is our pleasure to have you here. So much to talk about, especially since the last time you were here. Let's start with something that's coming up, something that's very important. You, during part of the Amazon booth, you'll be featured there in the Beijing International Book Fair. Talk about that for a second, because what an accomplishment that is. That has to make you feel very excited about what you're about to go into.
Yes, and I'm very thankful to Prime Solutions, another one of my marketing partners, for demonstrating to Amazon that my books have a large and growing audience. So Amazon is going to feature us at the upcoming Beijing Book Fair.
And the books that Cliff has written are not only successful books, bestsellers here in the United States, but overseas as well, as evidenced by the fact that will be on display and proudly featured at the Beijing International Book Fair. Cliff's website, by the way, is very simple. Author Cliff Retza, RATZA.com. As we're going through the conversation, you'll want to refer to that and check out all of the books there now, 11 novels at all. We're talking specifically now about the Lightning Brain series. Let's go back. A fascinating beginning on this for you. What inspired you to create this book series, the Lightning Brain series?
Long ago in high school, I read, like many of our listeners did, William Golding's book, Lord of the Flies. Yes. Well, his second novel is The Inheritors, and it shows the clash of prehistoric civilizations between the kind and gentle and powerful but sort of simple-minded Neanderthal and clever Homo sapiens. Well, I thought sometime I'd like to write a book showing what's happening to human beings when they're about to be knocked off the top of the pecking order food chain.
Interesting. And that was the spark for this series. It's the Lightning Brain series. Cliff receiving excellent remarks, high remarks for outstanding storyline, empathy, building character, sparkling dialogue. He has all of that in all of the books in the series. I want to go back to that very first book, sort of lay the foundation for what we see develop in the other 10. Talk a little bit about that the first book when you wrote this. I said that this is a book series. My question is, did this start off as a book series or just one book and you liked the way it went and you decided to continue it?
I thought I could make a series because I built it, the first book, on a perfect storm consisting of a techno plague pandemic that's a man-made mutant virus that escaped from a Chinese laboratory that was trying to come up with a cure for Alzheimer's, Middle East terrorism, and I have a Donald Trump-like president leading the United States. So that's my perfect storm.
Boy, that's the case. And as you're reading this, this sort of unfurls and it's like, am I reading the newspaper here or is this actually sort of a fiction book that Cliff has written? An excellent job. And in this series, and we'll talk about the main character who I love, and she is so well received by the reading audience. Cliff Ratza is back with us on the program. R-A-T-Z-A. Describe briefly this first book, this action-adventure thriller that sort of set the table for what was to come in the Lightning Brain series. Talk about this book and why you think this sparked the imagination of so many readers.
Well, our heroine, Elektra Kittner, and she is one of a kind. At birth, her mother, Indira Jaswinder Ramanujan, an Indian lady. And by the way, Elektra's parents are not married when she's born. Well, at birth, the mother is struck and killed by a lightning bolt. And that lightning bolt's energy rewires the infant's neural network, ultimately leading to genetic mutation, turning Elektra into an exceptional, extraordinary being. But the society she's born into can't accept her genetic differences. So she has to operate under the radar her whole life. That's why it's called The Girl with the Lightning Brain. And Elektra is not a superwoman. She's not out to save the world. She can't leap over tall buildings at a single bound. She simply tries to do the best she can while keeping her secret hidden.
And that's one of the aspects, one of the qualities you really like about her. It's not your typical superhero that does all these incredible things. It's someone that you easily can relate to. And it comes alive in the series, the Lightning Brain series by Cliff Ratza, our guest on the program. His book, author, cliffratza.com, book available, pageturner.us, of course, Amazon, usual places, and you can find a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Briefly describe the series for us, and this is interesting because each book contains enough information that the reader has all of the background. They can follow the action and characters. I love how you sort of give us all the information, so if we picked up one in the series, we would know what's going on and be able to follow it. What's the background for the series?
Well, the Lightning Brain series consists of five books. The first one starts in the year 2087, 5 years before Elektra's birth, and goes until she's 21. And each succeeding novel covers a different, period in her life.
Yes.
Well, I ended the Lightning Brain series to keep readers engaged and wondering what's going to come next. And I came out with the three-book Keeper series. And after that, a three-book Reset series, all of which feature Elektra, but also introduces new characters and new adventures.
The background on all of these available at Cliff's website. You can order at Cliff's website as well. All of the 11 books, he's done such a remarkable job in this series, and we'll talk about some of the elements that really set this apart from so many others. Cliff Ratza, R-A-T-Z-A. If you're Googling, the website is authorcliffratza.com. We talked about the first book. We talked about the series. Let's take a second and talk about yourself. Give us a little background, and where did this background begin for you? This love of writing, this love of creating this world, this love of telling these stories. Oh, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who was Cliff Ratza?
I grew up in Chicago, and I've always enjoyed playing with words reading. But I didn't start out wanting to be an author. I was interested more in science and technology and business. So, I attended, excellent schools in Chicago, moved all over the country for jobs, and came back to Chicago about 15 years ago to start my business consulting as well as my novel career. And I have a brand name for myself. The books are the Lightning Brain series, but I am the Simple Scholar.
I love that. That explains everything and lets us know in just a couple of words. You're great with words. You only took a couple to describe yourself, and I love that. You've got to, you know who Cliff is by his explanation there. Let's talk. I mentioned before this is unique, and I really feel this series is unique. In reading reviews, so many readers express the same thing. Why do you feel this is unique? This is sort of separated from some of the other books of the genre that are available.
Well, all my books fit these commercial genres. Science fiction, science future projection, action adventure, thriller, mystery, romance. And for the first couple of books, coming of age, young adult. Readers like my books because they are factually based. All of the science is realistic. And my books take current events and current technology and project it into a real world future. The readers like my writing style and how nuanced and believable my characters and dialogue are. And of course, the readers like the action adventure plots, which keep moving right along and always have what the viewers call my trademark cliffhanger endings.
Yes, we think we know what's going to happen, and then we have to wait to see what actually happens, twists and turns throughout the series. Cliff Ratza, the author of the Lightning Brain series, the book's available on his website, authorcliffratza.com. You mentioned something that's interesting and sort of the top of the list when you're reading reviews, and that's the plausibility factor. You've got the plausible near-term future. So often we read this and we think, oh, that's pretty cool, but that ain't ever going to happen. You have some plausibility there. It's like, you know, this could, and maybe this guy is really looking ahead and he can see what's there. It's so well done. And the structure of the books, you've got the glossary, you've got the appendix. So if there's something you need to refer to, you've got that in the book as well. Let's talk about how the themes have changed during the course of writing this series. What's the novel's theme now and the main themes, and how have they changed with the years?
Well, the theme underlying the entire series remains the same, and the theme is no matter how exceptional a person, they can become victims in a world that can't handle the truth. Well, that's true today. It'll be true in the future, and increasingly so as my book's timeline extends into, you know, close to 21, end of the next century. And what changes, my character, Electra, develops additional human flaws, which people will empathize with. For example, she develops a split personality, and she becomes paranoid, and she develops some medical issues caused by all the pressure she's under.
It's just so well done. And the book series, all of the books are available at Cliff's website, author Cliff Ratza, RATZA.com. Let's talk about it and go back to the main character, because I love who you've created there. In the beginning, the first book or so, the analogy was made with the great Jurassic Park, the movie series, and comparing that to the character Electra. Give us the foundation for her and again, how she's evolved over the course of the series.
Okay, well, in Jurassic Park, the genetic engineers slice and dice dinosaur DNA to bring the past into the present. Well, the lightning bolt transforms Electra's brain. It rewires her brain into a brain from the future. She's smarter than anyone, And within the bounds of physiology, she can sort of think about what she'd like to develop as, and she can sort of move in that direction. But she's trapped in the present. So we have a future exceptional female trapped in the present.
It's such a remarkable job in not only creating her, but letting her evolve right in the eyes of the reader as we see this evolution of the character. We've talked before about she doesn't have superpowers, as we see in most superpower movies. In fact, she has flaws, and talk about that, because there's a vulnerability there with her as well, isn't there?
Yes. Elektra has, and she's driven. She can be manic depressive and obsessive compulsive. And when she grabs the bit in her teeth, she's relentless. And one of the things she's working on, because her parents were biotech researchers trying to come up with a cure for the technoplague, she gets involved in vaccines for the technoplague. She also has a sports career. She becomes an advisor to the president. She has a movie career as well. So she is a multi-talented, multiverse female.
Who comes alive in the book series. The book series is the Lightning Brain series by our guest on the program, Cliff Ratza. The book available, the book whole series available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Cliff's website, authorcliffratza.com. A good place to go, because as Cliff is doing new works, you'll be able to get information firsthand there as well. The one book I focus on for just a second here that we have up on the screen, The Girl Who Reset the Lightning Brain. Talk about that, because there's an evolution and an interesting storyline in this book as well.
Yes, this is the third series. We've got the Lightning Brain series, the Keeper series, and the Reset series. In the Reset series, Elektra has been in other places, and this book picks up a couple of years after the previous series ends, and what she needs to do is recalibrate who she is and what she wants to be. So that's why I call it the Reset series. She gets involved in new activities with new people. For example, Elektra becomes a consultant to the Mars mission, NASA. So Elektra participates, in the mission, our first manned mission to Mars, which, by the way, is a current topic, but we've got this written in our books already.
I mean, that's amazing. You are on top of all these things. In fact, if you read something now in one of Cliff's stories in 2024, in a couple of years, you might go back and think, geez, Cliff was talking about that with Elektra like 2 years ago. Where's the rest of the world been? They've been on top of this. They're at the forefront of this. The action is riveting in all of these series compared to The Hunger Games, Tom Clancy novels, Bourne Identity, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Talk about writing the action. You write so well on so many different levels, developing the personalities, the science, all of that. Action is something else, again, that you excel at. What goes into writing action, effective action in your books?
The reviewers and readers like my cinematic style of writing. When I write, I can picture in my brain, I can picture in my head what I'm about to write. So when I'm writing, it's like I'm recording a movie. And readers love that, because they tell me when they're reading, they can actually see the character's actions coming to life on the page.
Well, and that's because you do such a wonderful job in so graphic in explaining these characters, who they are, their appearance. We understand all of this. So the scenes do come alive visually as you're reading the book. All of these books are all prime candidates for an action adventure film series of some kind, whether it be television, streaming, movies, whatever. Any possibility of taking Electra, which seems like a hero for our time, a superhero for our times, strong female character? Any talk about returning this into a series of some kind?
As a matter of fact, yes. I have partnered with the Quippy Quill. They are a screenwriting company. They are writing screenplays for all of our books. And thanks to Quippy Quill and their contacts, we've found some producers that are interested in considering turning our screenplays into movies.
I am so excited about that, and I'm sure readers will be as well, and I'm assuming the film industry will be as well once they start reading the books and understanding the power of what Cliff has brought to life. A couple minutes left in the program, and it always goes by so quickly. What is the goal for this? What keeps you writing these stories? What keeps people reading these stories and waiting for the next one? What's the goal of the Lightning Brain series?
My goal is to keep writing books as long as I have something new and different to say in a manner that readers love to read. And so far, they love Electra and they like my books. So from my standpoint, success is simply writing books that readers appreciate. And if my books get turned into movies, that's good also. But I'll be very happy with or without my books being turned into movies.
And I get the impression, at least up to this point, you don't have any problem coming up with ideas. It seems like they flow. I'm sure in your mind you've got ideas for future books that you're going to write. What are you working on now? What's next for Cliff?
I'm coming up with the Transcendent series, and these are one of the books is going to be featured at the Beijing Book Fair. It's called The Girl Who Transcended the Lightning Brain. That will be featured along with my third and final book in the Reset series, which is called The Girl Who Reset the 3D World.
Fantastic. And all of these, of course, you'll find information, be able to order at Cliff's website, which is authorcliffratza.com. We're talking about the Lightning Brain series, The Keepers, and The Reset. All of these are fantastic books, so well done on so many levels. Read for yourself. You read the background of all the books and you'll start ordering them. And you can do that again at Cliff's website. Cliff, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. It's been several years, and you've been very active a number of more books since we talked the last time. Let's do it again. Keep up the good work. Thank you. It is always a pleasure to have you on the program. I love your creativity. I love your passion. I love your enthusiasm. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you for interviewing me. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to the next time. Cliff Ratza is our guest, R-A-T-Z-A, author of the Lightning Brain series, The Keepers, and The Reset. Information on his website, authorcliffratza.com. You'll find books available at pageturner.us and the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.